Welcome to Taboo Topic. I am your host, Ken Drew, for your Hot Seat Edition on Wednesdays. Today's subject's going to be stagnation in our lives, how that's a threat to your own personal growth, and as usual, I have some thoughts I need to share out loud with you. So, stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break. Now to sponsor myself, me, that's right, I have absolutely no money to be made off this, just getting the word out. Now, if you've ever wondered where I get my Thinking Out Loud monologues from, well, I'm glad you asked, because they're just my articles from a Substack newsletters. Just type in the URL at kenjin296.substack.com, I repeat, kenjin296.substack.com, spell the word engine, put the letter K in front of the word engine, then you get Kenjin, one word, 296.substack.com. Then you can follow me on Instagram, Getter, TikTok, and soon, Truth Social at Kenjin_Express. I repeat, Kenjin_Express. Then last but not least, you can follow me on Facebook. Type in Taboo Topic in the search bar. Look for the logo that says Honesty Equals Understanding. There's two episodes a week. I have a Hot Seat Edition where I scrutinize an opinion or story, popular or unpopular. Do my research so to provoke thought. Remember, that also comes with an article on Substack, so don't forget about that, on Wednesdays. Then on Friday, we go over current events, where I pick 2 to 4 stories I found interesting, and hopefully you do as well. Possibly more if I have a guest, then there's a good conversation, so we can cover as many bases as possible, so you, the audience, have less holes to fill in understanding the truth. That's 2 episodes a week, guaranteed, which you can listen to this show on any platform, from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, and more. So stay up to date and tune in. Don't forget to leave a review either. If it's less than a 5-star, let me know so I can better serve you. Here on this show, we dare to think out loud and question the narrative. Free speech triumphs your safe space, because in order for us to think, we have to risk being offensive. If we want to have true peace in our society, we have to be able to be honest with each other. If we can be honest with each other, then we'll have a true understanding that will lead to real peace. Amen? Alright, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I am your host, Ken Drew, for your Hot Seat Edition. We're going to talk about stagnation. Now, if you look at my monologue, I have a title, different title, opportunity cost and risk, but same idea of challenging the status quo. Now, I'm going to get a little personal again this week, because I must admit that when my contract with the Air Force expired, there are many unknowns. There are many stories of veterans whose lives deteriorated after their time in service. Some end up on the streets, homeless. Others deal with more severe mental health issues that affect how they interact with the world around them. God knew I didn't want to be another statistic, but I also understood that if I stayed in, there'd be another statistic that would have been an uphill battle. Thus, ultimately, I followed through. For 2 months, as I was looking for a home, I stayed at the house I had called home from my last year and a half of high school. My mind during those 2 months was filled with concerns of whether a home was available in the Florida market. I highly underestimated the demand when returning after a 6-year hiatus. Fears how bills would be paid, especially a mortgage. Ultimately, both were resolved despite those hurdles. Now, how many times have people fear-mongered you when you decided to make a life-altering decision? You sure about that? The reality is, every decision in life has an opportunity cost. There is the risk that you may fail making this decision, but there's also the chance that you may succeed. Imagine if you never tried, though. The old expression, "You miss all the shots you don't take," stems from this thought. And there are times when God is calling for a change in your life, leaving the door open for a better life, more growth, and new opportunities you never thought possible in the old life. That doesn't mean there won't be growing pains, considering that suffering is a part of life. However, when you come out on the other side, you can look back and reflect how much growth was achieved. The new people you encountered in the process gave you new challenges to overcome in yourself that weren't known before. the potential that was always within you from God. It was just a matter of answering His call, walking through that door. I cannot state the number of new doors that have been opened up to me personally since returning to civilian life. That this is not to say my life is perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I have days where loneliness creeps in, and I question whether I made the right decision to move back to the place I once called home. It's not easy, but the flip side to that is being closer to family. There are events I have participated in because of the shorter distance from them, whether it's going to professional sports games or just hanging out at a house with people who mutually care about one another. Those two things combined have resulted in a better state of mind than at any point in service. This newsletter and podcast have also paved way to new doors, meeting new people from all walks of life, different states, heck, even a different country. Contributing to beating the statistics in the veteran community. It is good to challenge the status quo in your life. Never be content with having your head just above water. Always strive to be proactive in challenging yourself. Otherwise, life will do it for you in unpleasant ways. And once you do, there will be days. There will be days where doubt creeps in. But it is part of the journey. It's normal. I promise. You aren't alone. If you fail, that is part of the process. I have had failures during this season of change too, but that's a good thing. Failure means there was an attempt to achieve success, greatness in oneself. Demand nothing less of yourself. Take one step at a time. Sometimes a step forward, other times a step backwards, but then you take two steps forward. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And fear leads to stagnation, humanity's greatest threat. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break. And now to take a short break from the show to keep my promise and bring an awareness to the situation in Afghanistan, where we have 9 to 15,000 American citizens who have been abandoned after the disastrous withdrawal efforts by the Biden administration. The statement that these Americans chose to stay there by Biden himself is a lie from the pits of hell. He, along with other globalist leaders, would rather deflect their attention elsewhere and manipulate the rest of Americans to follow suit. However, the reality is that they are still in harm's way. These Americans have loved ones awaiting for their return in our government to make a concentrated effort to do so. This is obviously too inconvenient for our current administration, but we have to hold our leaders accountable. So, this is a special shout out to those Americans and reminding them that people like myself know the reality and the truth of the situation. They are not forgotten. And if there's someone out there who has a loved one stuck in Afghanistan, or you're one of those people stuck in Afghanistan, you happen to hear this by one in a millionth chance, please direct message me through Instagram at Kenjin_Express. I repeat, Kenjin_Express. Spell the word engine, put the letter K in front of the word engine, then you get Kenjin, one word, _Express. If there's any way, and I mean it, any way I can help and pass on to my audience to bring awareness to the situation and speed up the process to bring you guys home, this is the best I can do. This is the only thing I know how to do, how I can help. But I'll continue to do this until there is a concentrated effort to bring them home. Lastly, to my audience out there who don't fall in that boat, don't forget to pray for their families, their loved ones' safety, and return home. And now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Taboo Topic. I am your host, Ken Drew, for your hot seat edition of today's topic of stagnation. And I gotta ask you guys, how do you guys feel about that monologue? Do you agree with it? Disagree with it? You hate it? You love it? Or you feel neutral? Did it provoke thought, at least? Now, you may have noticed, speaking of challenging the status quo, you may have noticed some changes on the show and the newsletter, for even that matter. The logo has changed. And you may have noticed a little theme song, a little jingle in the beginning of the show before you heard from me. That's right. Let me know what you guys think of it as well. I actually like it. I like, especially the logo. It makes my old logo look like crap. And then when I look at, or hear, excuse me, the jingle in the beginning, I think it's a nice touch. I think it's a nice little add-on. Now there's a distinct intro anyway that lets you know this is Taboo Topic. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of this new setup anyway. Would you rather have me do the introduction of the show and then play the jingle? Or would you rather hear the jingle out first, kind of get yourself in the mood, and then hear me out? Let me know through the social media platforms I mentioned. Now, the inspiration of this episode was actually a piece of passage. And this show, this episode is actually dedicated to everyone who's been encouraging and has been a supporter of this show and my Substack as well. Because first and foremost, the 1 year anniversary is coming up June 27th from the first episode of Taboo Topic. Let me tell you how embarrassing and how much I cringe listening to that old episode. I definitely see the growth this show has seen. Forget the numbers. I'm just talking about personal growth on the show. I'm a lot more comfortable talking on the microphone. I have a routine. At that time, I had no idea what I was doing, more or less. I was just kind of winging it. There was no prep. Kind of fits into the theme of today's topic in a sense of when you look back from where you started and where you're at now, you realize how much has changed since you started that journey, including the Substack. The Substack in June will be 18 months. 18 months since I launched the Substack newsletter, Taboo Topic. Can you believe that as well? Now, how many of you guys have actually subscribed to my newsletters, by the way, for all of you listening? Which, by the way, before going any further, please subscribe to the show, subscribe to my newsletter. Also, share with your friends and family members about this show. This show, I want to promote truth over semantics. That's really what inspired me to do, to start this journey to begin with. In the piece of passage that I was about to mention, kind of put the nail in the coffin, and I knew I had to make this episode. Because every time we take a risk, we do have those doubts of whether or not something's going to work out. And when we have those doubts, or we see our failures in the moment, we question ourselves, or we don't understand whether or not it's worth it. And then for Christians, we look to the sky and ask God, is this worth it? What's the purpose of this? But in John 13:7, it states, Jesus replied, because they're talking about when disciples were asking whether or not they're going to let Jesus wash their feet, and because they didn't comprehend why Jesus would wash their feet. And Jesus replied, "You do not realize what I am doing, but later you will understand." How many times in life have we gone through something, or we've made a life-altering decision? And during those challenges, we do have those moments where we question whether or not it's worth it. we ask ourselves, why are these challenges occurring in our lives? But then you skip to the future and then you look back at those questions and then you kind of laugh at yourself, don't you? Because now at that point in the future, you get it. You understood why you had to go through that. You understood why you had to make that decision to challenge the status quo in your life. And maybe the point of it was for you to answer that call to challenge the status quo in your life. And for me, getting out of the service, that was a huge risk I was taking. Granted, a lot of the people that do have a hard time with the transition when they get out, they didn't really plan ahead. I, not to toot my own horn, but I did plan ahead and had a plan when I got out. There's many service members who get out and they don't have a plan. But I had a plan. And I think, now that I think about it, if you're going to make a life-altering decision, don't listen to the fear-mongering, but do heed the advice of at least have a plan if you're going to make a life-altering decision. Make a plan. How are you going to achieve and make this life-altering decision work despite the challenges you will face? Because again, it's guaranteed. And with every life-altering decision, the old life you're giving up, I mean, there's going to be benefits to that old life you had. That whole opportunity cost, right? There's benefits to that old life that you won't be getting when you make this new decision. There are some instances where it's a win-win scenario, and I get that. But even in those win-win scenarios, you have to give something up. Maybe you're a civilian, you decide that you want to join the military. Well, the opportunity cost, you get the security of finances. You don't have to worry about your health care. Heck, if you want to go to college, the military will cover for you as long as you don't get in trouble. Now, you have to give up some freedoms, though, if you're going to take this route. You're more limited, for example, on what you can and can't say when concerning free speech. Doesn't mean you don't have free speech anymore. But I can't criticize the president on my podcast as a veteran, or excuse me, as an active service member. That kind of free speech. Because I'm basically talking crap against my own boss. He's the one in charge of making sure I get paid. Now, there are some nuances and everything like that. And I don't want to get into it. That's a whole episode by itself. But you get the idea. Is that you have to understand that when you do make a change in your life, you're giving something up to gain something else. And maybe there's more to gain than to lose. And I think when you make a life-altering decision as far as opportunity costs, that's how you should evaluate the situation. You have to wonder to yourself, if the decision you're about to make, if there's more to gain from making this change or more to lose. Like guaranteed losses, like you're giving up a lot more for this particular choice. For me, it was my mental health that was at stake. But I was also giving up security, that guaranteed paycheck. Because at the time, I didn't realize whether or not the whole situation with the VA was going to work out. Thank God, again, I don't have to worry about that and I get paid every month. And it helps cover my bills. But that was something I took into consideration. So, instead of having a guaranteed paycheck being paid on a salary for the first 2 months, or at least the first month-ish, I decided to get a job. And I thought to myself, well, this is what I'm giving up by going back to the civilian sector. Not many jobs are on a salary like the military in the civilian sector. That was something I gave up to seek mental health freedom, as I would like to call it. And eventually God decided to make sure I was covered financially as well. But not everyone is as lucky as I am in that sense. And my story is not going to be Johnny's story or Sarah's story. You have to make the decision best for you. Understand the difference between advice and fear-mongering. And those who decide to fear-monger you and try to like convince you to not challenge the status quo in your life, chances are you need a change in your life. You need a change of your circle even. Hell, even challenging the status quo of the people in your life can be a good thing. Switching people in and out of your circle that will actually help you grow and encourage you to grow as an individual. Be a productive member of society. Sometimes it's as little as that. Changing the people you interact with or who you choose to hang out with. Now for this show in my Substack, I decided it was time for a change. I decided it was time to update the logo, make it look more professional. Because that last logo, let me tell you, I did that by myself on a free website. This new logo, I took the chance of paying money to get this new logo. Granted, it was a steal, $5 for this new logo. But that was the opportunity cost I took by changing the design, by deciding to let someone else design it for me instead of relying on myself, understanding my own weakness. My own weakness that I need help. And sometimes that could be your situation too. Maybe there's a situation in your life where you're trying to do something, you're trying to accomplish something over and over and over again. But the problem is, you fail every single time because you don't do anything to change your strategy to achieve that goal. And in which case, you have to take a step back and reevaluate where you're at and your strategy. Pick a new play from the playbook. Because I promise you, if you don't change, you'll remain stagnant, and that can be very discouraging and detrimental to your own mental health. No one likes to fail, especially on a consistent basis. If you fail on a consistent basis on the same subject over and over and over again, repeatedly, you're more prone to give up. And that's why it's important to surround yourself with the right people who will challenge you and call you out and say things, hey man, I've noticed the reason why you keep failing is because you keep doing X, Y, and Z. Why don't you try doing A, B, C or X, A, Z? Challenge the status of your life. Challenge the status quo. Fear is the biggest motivator why people choose not to challenge the status quo. I have people who are in the military still, and they are terrified of getting out. They're glutton for punishment. They'd rather stay in when they know their lives are being miserable. They're absolutely miserable, excuse me. Why punish yourself like this? Now, again, I understand there's sacrifices. Again, goes back to opportunity costs. But for every decision you make, again, you have to evaluate what is there more to gain and what is there more. If there's more to gain, make the change. If there's not much to gain, don't make the change. That applies for every single little thing in life. And I hope that anyone out there listens to this show. I actually do hope I inspire you at least to look at your situation in life, whether it's your social life, your career, your professional life. Heck, maybe you're a parent and maybe you have some strategies and your kid keeps doing the same dumb things that you keep telling them not to do. Maybe this inspires you to take a step back and reevaluate your strategy. But I hope this inspires anyone out there who feels as though they're in this mutt. They're just stuck in this place where they feel like they're going nowhere in life. To actually take the time, give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to improve your quality of life. Mainly from a mental health status. I think mental health is one of the most underrated, undervalued things in our society today. It's gotten a lot better. I'll definitely admit to that. But we still have a long way to go. I want to see a day where mental health gets treated just like physical health. I do. Because ultimately, that stagnation, it's not going to really affect your physical health, though it may affect your physical health depending on what the situation is. Like if you've noticing that you're gaining a bunch of weight and you keep eating McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you don't work out, that can be detrimental to your health, physical health, and your physical health also will inadvertently affect your mental health as well. But by taking care of your physical health, you take care of your physical health because you know it'll help with your mental health. And that's why I think mental health is more important than physical health. The status of your mental health will affect your actions. It's good to have change. Change is good. Change is a constant. Always. Risk is a constant. You just have to ask yourself, are you willing to take that risk? FDR said it best. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Folks, don't become stagnant in your life. I know this is a much different episode than usual. Next week we'll get back into the political world, but for this week, I figured let's have a change of pace. Challenge the status quo, the theme of today's episode. Stay tuned. We'll be about to close things out. And welcome back to Taboo Topic. I am your host, Ken Drew. Thanks again for tuning into today's show. I hope you enjoyed. I hope it was thought-provoking and inspirational. And hopefully you decide to go ahead and take a step back and reflect where you're at in life. If there's any stagnation or there's some parts in your life where you can make some changes, please, I encourage you to do so. And until next time, I hope y'all have a great, blessed Wednesday. God bless.